Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay's city council heard there's no easy way forward on a controversial designated truck route on Monday, increasing the likelihood the issue may require a shakeup in council composition to come to a resolution. Council also addressed a request to endorse a living wage campaign, rural development concerns from the health unit, and feedback on its open-air burning rules in a meeting that stretched nearly until midnight. No clear path forward on designated truck route, the city's top bureaucrat has told councilors administration won't present another bylaw to enact a designated truck route, after council rejected two previous drafts. Coun. Trevor Girtuga called for an update on when administration would return with a new proposed DTR bylaw, but was told the effort was pointless. "We have given you our best efforts, it's been turned down by council," said city manager Norm Gale. "There's nothing in our tickle trunk that we could bring that's any different." Other pathways to resolve a deadlock over the issue require two-thirds majority votes, highlighting the increasing likelihood the issue won't be resolved by the current council. Read our full coverage. City considers joining living wage campaign. Councilors voted to examine the possibility of joining a local living wage campaign, which sees employers pledge to pay all full-time workers $16.30 or more per hour. It would be a symbolic gesture, since the city of Thunder Bay already pays above that level, identified as a local, living wage, based on the city's cost of living. Some councilors worried about the impacts of raising wages, while others said the city should consider going further and paying part-time staff a living wage as well. Read our full coverage. Review suggests only minor changes to backyard burning rules. A review of the city's open-air burning rules show they require just tweaks, not an overhaul, according to Thunder Bay Fire Rescue. TBFR reviewed the guidelines in response to numerous smoke complaints relating to backyard fires. Fire Chief Greg Hankio said they're generally working well, but the review identified a need to adjust policies to prevent fire pits from being located in areas of a yard where they're likely to be bothersome to neighbors. A new bylaw to govern outdoor burning was found to be unnecessary. Read our previous coverage. Health Unit raises red flags over outlying subdivisions. The Thunder Bay District Health Unit raised red flags over approved and pending developments in the Nebing area that are partially serviced, meaning they receive city water, but are not connected to sewer services. The health unit said it would stop approving new advanced septic systems, which reduce lot size requirements, allowing developers to build denser subdivisions in rural settlement zones. The growing number of developments not hooked into city sewer services will increase flooding risk and environmental impacts like toxic blue-green algae blooms, the health unit warned. It also said it lacks the capacity to keep up with the boom in advanced septic systems, as the agency responsible for monitoring compliance with requirements like regular inspections. Councilors voted unanimously to direct administration to work with the health unit and Lakehead Region Conservation Authority to develop a policy response to the concerns. Victoriaville funding. The city continues to look to federal and provincial governments for support on plans to demolish the Victoriaville Mall and redevelop Victoria Avenue as a through street. An application for up to $500,000 has received Stage 1 approval from FedNor, while the city is waiting to submit for up to $2 million in Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, dollars until design details are finalized. The total cost for demolition and reconstruction has been roughly estimated at $11.5 million, but will depend heavily on the design council settles on for the rebuild. The plans will include features like new public plazas and potentially infrastructure meant to host events like outdoor concerts and vendors markets. Read our previous coverage.